Okay, we continue our travels through first parak of Maseches Sota in the Agadic Dafim. We are on Yud Amud Beis. Yud Amud Beis, about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7th medium line. 7th medium line, last word on the line. So we're speaking about Yehuda. We're talking about Yehuda and Tamar, the story. So the Gemara continues, darshing the Psukim. Sod Kamimeni. Yehuda says, after Tamar sends over the Yehuda's staff and his cloak, Sod Kamimeni, she is more righteous than me. Mino Yada, asked the Gemara, how did he know? How did he know? Maybe she was Mimeni, and we darshan, it's from me, meaning Yehuda says, I was the father. Maybe she was pregnant from somebody else. You're right. These items were Yehuda's, but how did he know that he was the one that impregnated her? Mina yada. So yatsa bas kol v'yamra. Mimeni yatsa kevushim. Mimeni really came from a bas kol. It wasn't him. Sodka, she is righteous, but mimeni really was a bas kol from a bas kol speaking on behalf of Yehuda. Yatsu kevushim, it came out these hidden things. Right. So therefore, that's how the Gemara darshins that pasuk. Vloyasav od l'daita, finishing up this section, and he did not know her anymore. So Amar Shmuel, Saba Chamuad Rav Shmuel Barami, Mishved Rav Shmuel Barami, Kigon Kivan Sheyada Shuv Lo Pasuk Yemena. Doesn't mean that he stopped knowing her, but he did not stop living with her. Once he knew her, Shuv Lo Pasuk Yemena, he continued. Ksivhachav Vloyasav od l'daita, Ksivhasam Kol Godav Lo Yosav. It says in Dvarim that the coal did not stop. So to hear it means it did not stop. Period. Last two lines are exciting because of the name. Omar Shmuel. So who was talking here? Shmuel Saba, the father Chamua, the father-in-law of Rav Shmuel Barami, Mishpat the Rav Shmuel Barami. So this is a father-in-law and a son-in-law with the same name. Father-in-law and son-in-law with the same name. So this is an issue of the Tzavar of Yehuda Chassid. Rida Chassid in his Sava in Os Chav Dalid writes that one should not marry someone, the father-in-law, the son-in-law, the same name, the mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law. So here you have an example of it. Aber Shmuel Saba, Kameder Shmuel Barami. So Rav Yashiv in his Haris on Sota says maybe there's a difference here because here it's Shmuel Saba. It doesn't just say Shmuel. It's another name. So maybe Saba didn't just mean the, you know, they called him Saba, but maybe that was part of his name. So therefore, it did not make a difference. But whenever we mention this, it's important to note the Noda Bihuda. And we have another marker here related, which we have not mentioned before. The Noda Bihuda in Tinyana, Evan Ezer, Simon Ayin Tes, where he was asked this question. There was a question of a boy who was going out with a girl whose father had the same name as him. And it wasn't even the same name from birth. It was the same name that this chassan had been sick at a certain time, and they added on the name, and that added on name was the same as the father-in-law. That was the question. So says the Rebbe Yehuda, Ahuvi Talmidai, Lulei Ahavascha Ein Darki L'Hashiv Binyanim Ke'elu. I usually don't answer such questions. These are out of halacha. But I like you too much. Shein Lam Shoresh B'Talmud of a Poskid. There's no source in Gemara and Shas for this idea. Godel Ahavascha Hosiani Chus L'Gidri. But I have to answer. Da, Talmidei HaChaviv. V'yu Dvarim Halalu Chakukim Halu Achlib Chalizikaron. Remember what I'm about to say. Haklal HaGodol She'ein L'Kol Chachamim She'achar HaTalmud Rishus Lo Mardavar Negad HaTalmud. Says in Odeb Yehuda, it is impossible for anyone to argue on the Gemara. We had this in the Shir a couple years ago. You're allowed to argue on the Mishnah. You're allowed to argue on the Gemara. Says in Odeb Yehuda, you're not allowed to argue on the Gemara. The language of the Gemara B'Metzia, it's quoted in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Ravina V'Ravashi Sof Hora'a. You can't argue on the Gemara. An Achron could argue on a Rishon. A later Achron could argue on an earlier Achron. But you can't argue on the Gemara. V'ha'omer davar listar kutso yud midivri atamid lo yechashiv b'chlal chachmei Yisrael. If anyone says something against the Gemara, he's not one of the Chachmei Yisrael. V'amnav, so what happens when we find one of the Chachmei Yisrael that argues on the Gemara? So you have two choices. Either to say he's not one of the Chachmei Yisrael, we'd rather not say that, or to say they're not really arguing on the Gemara. That's the other choice. We just got to figure out how they're not arguing on the Gemara. Shanumotim echem nechachmei Yisrael ha-mukhsak patar v'yir b'li safek, shakaza b'sefer davar asosel d'ibir ha-talmud. You have to figure out a pshat that he's not arguing on the Gemara. And that's why, now we get to the issue. Many things in the Tzavar of Yehuda Chassid are against the Gemara. So said the Yehuda would rather not say, like he says, it's also to marry Yanis. Gemara says, it's a mitzvah to marry Yanis. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't say that he's not one of the Baalei HaMasora. He is one of the Chachmei Yisrael. It's usher to say that he's not one of the Baalei Yisrael. So therefore says the V'imaya hachasin mitzvah mitzavet tzavah zu l'kol Yisrael haru yusosel adivri ha-Talmud v'ya usher lono l'kabel dvarin klal avala emezi or adarko. You have to say, and this is an oft-quoted Rabbi Yehuda, that he wrote this tzava for his family. Beruach Kadsho, he saw that the zivugim would not be ola yafe in his family if they had these relationships. Most of them have to do with marriage. Ki ruach beruach hakodesh zara lo yatzliach bezivugim keela ubezein ososer divrei haTalmud shehu ala klal v'divrei hachasid hu ala prat. So therefore, don't ask me any kashas. Don't worry about it. You can go out with her, the mother-in-law, the father-in-law, and the son-in-law, in this case, have the same name. He tells his Talmud, it is not a problem. He ends off, which is a tremendous musr, he says, V'tamahani al rov ha'olam, last four lines of the tshuva. He says, and besides the fact, I gave you a head tip, but I don't know what the whole world is jumping about. Shalatet b'tam la'am ha'aret hu pashut etzlam, v'yed choshesh li'imana, v'hu negative rechazal, sh'amru ki l'koftu manicha l'fnei ha'ari. Everybody, what are they worried about? The mother-in-law, the same name, the names. What about if they have midas tovos? What about if the family is a nice miyuchas family? That they're not worried about. They'll give the daughter any. That's not the issue. The issue is the names. There's more serious issues to think about. So we have to make sure that we have our hierarchy of values in an appropriate manner. So that's the Noda Yehuda related to this issue. So according to him, so even though it's against the Gemara, it's not against the Gemara. The Torah Tamima, and this will, then we'll move on. The Torah Tamima discusses this in Vayishlach, beginning of Vayishlach. He writes there that, quotes the Noda Yehuda, he says the Noda Yehuda says that much of this is against the Gemara, and there's no reason for it, and therefore it must be for his family. The Torah Tamima, though, says, I'll give you two reasons, halachic reasons, why it's better not to. It's better not to if you have a choice. Number one, he says, it's sakane. It's me'ikir adin. He says, number one, you're not allowed to call your father by his name. That's halach and shulchan aruch. You're not allowed to call your father by his name. What about calling somebody else who has the same name as your father in your father's presence? That's an issue in the poskim. Your father's name is Moshe, and your friend's name is Moshe, and your father's around in the room, and you call your friend Moshe, so the poskim discuss. Is that appropriate? Is that appropriate, even though you're not calling your father by his name, but it's you're calling your friend? Like we had yesterday, you say the name Shalom to in the bathroom, even though you don't mean it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says maybe that's the chumrah. L'famim miyefsher bazeh v'koh halo efsher likasha bebitul misas kibud ave'im shehi midaraisa. Maybe there's an issue, you're stepping on the toes. Yeah. That's only if the name is unusual. He discusses that. Like Abaya, right. Yerucham Yasa, right. Nachmeni. Right, okay, so he discusses that. He doesn't say it's beforeish, but he says that's one issue. He says, and the other one is, number two, he says we have a beautiful minog. What's the beautiful minog? To name after a parent or a grandparent. That's how Klal Yisrael keep their Mesorahs going. They name after the parent and the grandparent. He says, but what's going to happen if a father-in-law and a son-in-law have the same name? So the son-in-law is going to want to name his kid. The child's going to want to be named, but he's not going to be able to. Name after his father-in-law, but that's his name. So he's not going to be able to name the child, right? Ashkenaz accustomed not to name after a live father. So therefore he says, maybe that's a reason why this developed, because we're going to lose this tremendous mina yafem margolis yikara, latachlis yikara and shalshalas. So he says, maybe that's another reason. Two halachic reasons about it. He doesn't say, therefore, you have to go against it, but that's his defense of at least that point of the tzava. Okay, but that was an example in the Gemara of Shmuel Saba, Chamuad Shmuel Barami. Tana Rabbana, two dots. So the next one in the Mishnah had said that Shimshon, had we get onto the past two blot, Shimshon had Mida Kenegan Mida, he followed his eye, so he got blinded. So the next one in the Mishnah was Avshalom, Tana Rabbana, Avshalom Besai Romarod. Avshalom rebelled with his hair, Shneamar. Uka Avshalom Lohoy Ish Yafet, right before Avshalom, the son of David, rebelled to be Morib Malchus. So there was no one who had so beautiful such beautiful hair as Avshalom, Ubagalchas Rosho, and he shaved his head by Ibikis Yamim Liyamim Ashe Galeach, and every Yamim Liyamim, remember at the beginning of Maseches Nazir, we had four different days, what that mean, how often Avshalom got a haircut, Yamim Liyamim Ashe Galeach, he covered Allah, what it was heavy on him, the Gilcha Vashakal Asar, Sar Rosho, Masayim Shkalom, Be'Evan Amelech, and he weighed his hair, it was 200 Shkalom. Tana Evan Shanshi Tver Yevanshi Sipori Shoklumbo. Very heavy stones. It weighed. Stones from Tver Yevanshi Sipori. Lefichach, Nitzla Besairo. And that's why, because he took such pride in his hair, that's what his end was with his hair, right? He was going on his horse and he got stuck in the tree. His hair got caught in the tree. Shenemar, Vayikari, Avshalom Vreavdi David, Avshalom Rochem Elapered, and he was riding, Vayavu Aperetacha Sovecha Allah Hagdola, Vayochez Roshe Ba'Allah, Vayutan Ben Hashayim Ben Aret. And he got stuck by his hair and he was hanging. He was hanging, Vaperetacha Tachtav Avar, and the animal went. The animal kept going. So Shaka Safsiru Balabifskis, what was he about to do? He was about to take out his sword, chop off his hair so he could go down. But what happened? Tana de Rabbi Ishmael, Ba'osa Shah, Nivka Sha'ol, or the Bach Ezin, Ra Gehenim, Nivka Mitachtov. He was about to chop off his hair to free himself from the tree, but he saw he would fall into the fires of Gehenim. So he said, I'm not gonna cut. I'd rather die this way than to fall into the fires of Gehenna. And then he was speared as we had yesterday. Vayirgas Hamelach Vayal Elias Hashar. What happened when David Hamelach hears about his son and that his son was killed, even though Avshalom drove him out of Yerushalayim. But David Hamelach was still very upset. He went up onto the attic. Vayef Vakoa Marvelachto, and as he walked, he said, "Bini Avshalom, Bini Bini Avshalom, Yitin Mosi Ani Tachtecha." How it would be that I would be instead of you, and the Marshal Yatzin, because it was my sin. It's my sin, right? If you look at the pashas of the Psukim, the whole second half of Shmuel Beis, the whole story with Avshalom and Amnon and Tamar is all an onesh for David Hamelach. For his maisa with Bathsheba. But the Navi tells him that you're going to have troubles in your house. And this is troubles in his house. This is troubles from within. So he says, I wish it was me. Avshalom b'ni b'ni. V'hamelach la'adis panav v'hamelach v'yizak hamelach kol gadol b'ni Avshalom Avshalom b'ni b'ni. So he says the word b'ni 8 times. So hani t'manya b'ni lama. What are the 8 times that he's saying b'ni for? So Shiva, to ask him Yeshiva Midari Gehenim, 7 times to bring him up from the 7 levels of Gehenim, the Idach, right, there's a Deya, in the discussion in Masechet Sanhedrin at the end, whether the Avshalom had Olam Haba. So the Mefarshim try to work out what is our Gemara holding. But the Gemara says 7 times to bring him up from the levels of Gehenim, the Idach, what about the 8th time? Iget the Amri Dekar Reisha Lagabe Gufe, to get his head buried with his body, Iget the Amri De Aisi Lama De Asi, to bring him to Olam Haba. That second day obviously argues and says he has a chelak in Olam Haba. So David HaMelech says B'ni 8 times. So what exactly is meant? Why did he dafka use the word B'ni? Why did he use the word B'ni, and what kind of effect is it having? So the Yaros Dvash, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, Jonas and Ibishitz, I'm sorry, writes in Yaros Dvash, Yish Lahavin, Matuelos Yish Bamirazu. What's B'ni, B'ni, B'ni? Why dafka that word? He's crying B'ni 8 times. What kind of school is there to say B'ni? So he says, let me give you a mashal. He says, Nebuchadnezzar. Why was he punished? The Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be destroyed. He wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Why was Nebuchadnezzar punished? So says the Yaros Dvash, he wanted to, but really Hashem wouldn't have let him unless the Jews deserved it. Right? Somebody could want something, but if B'nai Yisrael didn't deserve it, so Hashem let him because B'nai Yisrael deserved it, but he still acted with full Bechira. He acted with full Bechira, but he only was allowed to do it because B'nai Yisrael deserved it. But now he continues, Achzeo imitivo laosos hara. So therefore he got punished, because he really inherently within himself wanted to destroy the Jews. But let's say he didn't want to destroy the Jews, and it was purely used as a tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he would not be punished at all. If it wasn't that he, betivo, wanted to do it, it was just an external force that Hashem was making him do it, then obviously he wouldn't be punished. He wouldn't be punished at all. So says the Aras Vash now. So too with Mises Avshalom. David HaMelech is crying, B'ni, 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 he's my son, he's my son. Does a son act this way? A son doesn't rebel against his father. That's not natural. It must be because of an external force. He's my son. He's my son. That's what he emphasizes. B'ni, b'ni, b'ni. He's my son, so therefore it must be unnatural, and you can't punish him for it. And that's what he means by all the times getting out of Gehenim, because it's not his fault. There must be an external force. It must be because of my sin. It must be just a punishment for me. And ein ze elegzeres hamakom hayibakach ve'ein lo la'ansho. That's what he's emphasizing by B'ni. That's in the Drush Tezvav in Chelek Av. Tosfos here discusses, the last Tosfos, Ikasha, he says that he's davening for his son, but the Gemara Sanhedrin says that a son can be Mezaka the father, but a father cannot be Mezaka the son. Source for son saying Kaddish. Right? So how could David HaMelech, the Gemara says, that a father cannot be Mezaka the son. The son is Mezaka the father. Bra, Mizaki Abba, Abba lo Mizaki Bra. So Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, maybe the father can't be Mizaki the son if the son already got punished in Olam Hazeh. Right? Avraham Shalom already got punished. He got killed. He was already killed. Or Tosfos says, maybe Tefillah is different. The reason that a father cannot usually be Mizaki the son, because a father maybe is not mochel on his covet for certain things the son did. But here David HaMelech is davening. He's trying to help him out. So therefore, it's not a problem. The Stechemed in Hilchos Avelos, it's in Chelek Zion, Chelek Hay, discusses if there is a choice. Let's say Rachman al-Aslan, a man dies, and there's a choice between his brother and his father. Who says Kaddish? Who says Kaddish? So the Stechemed writes that especially, let's say the father is Makpid. Maybe the father doesn't want the son to say Kaddish. Right, a parent is a Zayin Hara, whatever the reason is. So says the Stechemet, the father should say it. Da'av Yomar Kaddish. Da'av Da'av Alo Mazaki Bra. I did Tefillah Shiny. Kidzim Etzinu. But David, Ayin Tosfos, right here. This Tosfos is the source of that. That a father would say it for the son, Rachman al-Islan, based on what David did here, crying out B'ni for his son. Especially if the father is Makpid. The only Shaila is, he quotes the Nodabihud and others. Let's say, some shuls, only one person says Kaddish. If one person says Kaddish, nowadays, since Rabbi Kiva Eger, many people say Kaddish. Before the time of Rabbi Kiva Eger was the one that made a takana after the Black Plague. Was it the Black Plague? I'm not sure which plague it was. Sorry? The bubonic? One of those plagues, he writes that there was a time when everybody was Avelim. There was so many Avelim in the shul. So he was Misaki that everybody could say Kaddish. Who could have more than one that says Kaddish? But if you dive into the shul, that the minhag is to one person to say Kaddish, the other view that discusses, does the father have Kedim at all, or does he get a chance in the rotation? And after all, is it a chiyuv, like as much of for a father? So that's the second half of the discussion. But is there a kiyum for a father to say it? They say yes, based on this tosis.
How long would he say for?
How long would he say for? 11 months. 11 months. Yeah, Avelos is only for a month, but he was safe for 11 months. Svarda, maybe 12 months. Okay, so second to last line. V'Avshalom lokach v'yatsev lo b'chayav. What happened? The Pasuk says, Avshalom built a matzeva in his life. Built a matzeva because he wanted to be remembered. My lokach, Amrish, lokish, lokach bechara la'atzmo. Lokach means, what does it mean? He took a mekach ra. He made a bad decision. As matzeva is shabeim kamelach, he made a matzeva in the valley of the king. V'chulu amrechinim barpapa be'etsa amuka shel malcho shel olam. What does it mean? The emek kamelach. It means part of the divine plan. Part of the divine plan. That's what it means by emek kamelach. Dechsiv, as it says, and he make him alecha rami beisecha. As a pasuk that I referred to earlier, the navi told David, part of your punishment is going to be I'm going to bring ra from your house. From your house, you're going to have the troubles. Right, before Mice, David and Batsheva, all his troubles were from outside his house. It was Shaul HaMelech, it was the enemy. But the second half is Amnon and Tamar and Avshalom. Kiyotzi B'davar Atomer, similarly, we have a similar drasha that we know from Rashi and Pashas Vayeshev. Veishlecheo Meimech Hevron, that Yaakov Avinu sends Yosef from Emek Hevron. And Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Be'etza Amuka Shalosu Tzadik Shekavar B'Hevron. What does it mean? It has to do with the divine plan related to the tzaddik buried in Chevron, Avram Avinu. Right, this was the beginning of the sojourn in Mitzrayim, beginning of the time in Mitzrayim. So it was part of the divine plan. Period. Back to Avshalom. Ki amar ein li ben. Avshalom says, I want to build this batseva during my life because I don't have a son. Ein li ben. V'havilei b'ni. He didn't have a son. V'haksiv. Yivoldu l'Avshalom. Shlosha banim u'bas achas. He says he had kids, three boys and a girl. Two answers. Amar Yisrael bar Avdimi, Shlohayelo ben Hagan l'Malchus. He didn't have a son appropriate to follow in his footsteps. Number one. Number two, Rav Chizda Amar, Gemiri, we have a Mesora. Kol Asorif Tvuaso Shel Chavero, Eino Meniach ben Liyarsho. Anyone who burns down his friend's field is not going to leave a son. So he might have had kids, but maybe they wouldn't last. He does not leave a son to Yarshin him. Why, if he damages his friend's field, so the Maharal says, maybe he destroyed the zera of the growth of his friend, so his growth and his children are also cut off. It's Mida Kenegan Mida, or one of the other Mefarshim, the Ian Yaakov says that maybe because he was Miyageya, all his friends' sweat and tears and schwitzing, was destroyed, so too his schwitzing and his child rearing also are destroyed. And he burned Yoav's field. It says earlier in Shmuel Beis, "Vayomer lavada v'ru chelkas Yoav el yadi v'losham sarim lechuvat yisuba eish." Avshalom tells his followers, this is earlier when Avshalom was out of Yerushalayim and he wanted to be invited back to see his father, so he wanted to convince Yoav that he was serious about wanting to be invited back. So he goes, burns Yoav's field. And he says, take me back to my father, convince my father. So that's where he tells his servants, go burn the field. And the Avdei Avshalom burned it in fire. Period. Miriam. So remember the Mishnah said, not only is there Midah Keneged Midah by punishments, there's Midah Keneged Midah by rewards. So the Gemara says, me dummy. But what does the Mishnah say? That Miriam waited an hour for Moshe Rabbeinu, so that's why Bnei Yisrael waited a week. When she got saras, so me dummy. So is it parallel? So what do you mean v'chein l'inyan Miriam? Hatasam chadashaita hakashiv yomi. It's not exactly parallel. It's much different. It was a week versus an hour. And Tosis even says it was less than an hour. Amar Abaya ema ulinyan atova enokain. Okay, change the gersa. It means regarding the good, it's not like this. It's not exactly mita keneged mita. So Amalei Rava havachein l'inyan hatovak tani, but it says v'chein. It's the chain. That's what it says. Again, the question, why does the Gemara sometimes accept the fact that it's a chesir and mechzira? Sometimes it doesn't say that. Okay, that's a question. You have to figure out why the Gemara says it one way sometimes, and other times it does not accept it. Elama, Rabba Hakintani, v'chein l'inyan atova, this is how you should understand it. V'chein l'inyan atova means the ba'osa mita. There's correspondence. This correspondence also by good, ula olam, but it's different percentages. Mida tova meruba mi midas peranis. It's a correspondence of the good related to your actions, but there is a larger reward than there is punishment. Period. Continuing the psukim by Miriam. Vateisatza v'achosa mirachok. His sister Miriam stood from afar. Amar Rav Yitzchak pasuk zekulo al shem shechina ne'emar. The whole pasuk is referring to the shechina. Every word. So every word refers to a pasuk by Hashem. Say for the whole pasuk is really Hashem was washing Moshe Rabbeinu. Wasn't just the wasn't Miriam. Actually, that was the simple interpretation. But the deeper level is that it was Hashem. Actually, the pasuk. I'll just mention one thing about one pasuk. Emel chachma chosiyat. So chachma is referred to as a sister. Look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara Sanhedrin daf zayin amabez darshins two psukim about a dayan. Right? It says emel chachma chosiyat. If the halacha is clear to you, like your sister is usher to you, then say the halacha. If not, the dayan shouldn't pasken. And the Gemara also says in the previous line. Dino Loboker Mishpat, if it's as clear to you as morning is morning, then say it, if not, not. So the Gra notes, what's the difference between the psukim? Is it as clear to you as the morning, is it as clear to you as your sister? Right, quoting from this pasuk, Emalachach Bachosiyat. So the Margolius Hayam there quotes the Gra, it's in Sanhedrin Dav Zayin, that the Gra says that a Dayan has to be a Baki, both in Torah and in worldly matters. You can't paskin if you're just in the base manager if you don't know about the world. And if you only know about the world, obviously you can't paskin. So it's got to be clear to you as your sister who's usher to you, that's Torah, and it's got to be clear to you like the morning is the morning, which is worldly matters. That's how the Gra interprets the pasuk. Shadayin tzarach liyos chacham b'Torah, sheyifsak adin alpi Torah, v'tzarach liyos baki b'derech eretz, b'chdei shelo yiyadin meruma, ve'ilu ve'ilu divi l'gim chayim. That's achoscha, it's ushered like your sister, and boker dine b'kiyus b'inyane ha'olam. Right? So we have to have our head in the world to understand mitzias around us in order to give a psak also. That's the Gra on that pasuk. And Zogon Ma'arav also there he quotes, why Dafka the sister more than any other erva, any other family member? That's the look at that Maharal Amegamar. Okay, two dots. Vayakam Melech Chadash v'chulu, and the Melech Chadash, the new king v'chulu, new king's in town. Rav Shmuel, famous machlokas. Chad Amar Chadash Mamish, Chad Amar Shin Chashuk Zerosef. Was it really a new paro, or was it just a paro who had new decrees? Manda Amar Chadash Mamish, the one who says it was really new Dechsev Chadash, because it says Chadash. Or Manda Amar Shin Chashuk Zerosef, according to the one who says that no, it was just new decrees, Delokseva Yamas Vayimloch. It doesn't say that anybody died. So usually a king dies and a new king starts. So must be that he just had new decrees. Into the Achronim, look for Nafkaminas Lahalacha between these two deus. The Toras Chaim. Toras Chaim is quoted as it's quoted here by the Paradis Yosef is quoted. If a person, I sell you a new house, and it ended up that it wasn't new. I just redid it. So was it a mechatos or not? It's machlokas. If you say chadosh means chadosh, that's mechatos. If you say chadosh means nischadshu zeirosav, so I renewed it. So that's what the Toras Chaim suggests. The Paradis Yosef in in Breishis says, I don't think that's a raya. Maybe lashon tara lachud, lashon bnei adam lachud. You bring a raya from the chadosh nischadshu zeirosav. That's one. The Ben Yehoyada, not here, but you see the Gemara is also in Erevin Nun Gimel, way back when, we had it, quotes, maybe Nafkamina is Michotzer HaMelchama, right? Mishabana Bayis Chadash, right? Who could go back from the battlefield? Anybody who built a new house? So what if you just remodeled? What if you just redid your house? Another similar machlokas. But then the Ben Yehoyada there in Erevin quotes another idea which we mentioned then. He says, even chadash maybe doesn't mean chadash. What does it mean? The mikodim lohayol mitzrayim melach gomer kashar malachim. Originally, Mitzrayim did not have a monarch. Ela haya republic. Kemoshi ish ata b'malchus America. Ubamalchus pranso. V'harosh al republic haya nikra paro. It says originally they had an elected official. That's what they had. So now, all of a sudden he became a king. He became a monarch. So even Melech, Chodesh Mamish, that's what Chodesh Mamish means. It means that it was a new type of government. V'aga kodem sheshibdu b'Yisrael, shinu tachzah shalohem, umino aleim melech. That's Chodesh Mamish. Really, it was, because it doesn't say anybody died. So even Chodesh Mamish just means a new type of government. And there he forgot everything from beforehand. He wasn't elected anymore. He was the paro. And even though sometimes you find the word melech beforehand, but he thinks that it's Slavdavka. Okay, that's another Behuda there in Erevin Nun Gimel. Ben Yoyada in Erevin Nun Gimel. Continuing. Ashalo Yadas Yosef, that the king did not know Yosef. Tavi kimi kaman to lo yada leklau. It was as if he didn't know. He made it as if he did not know him. V'yomer alamo, hineam mine Yisrael. Right, he said to his nation, the nation of Israel. Tana. Interesting. Am b'nei Yisrael. It's the first time we're called b'nei Yisrael is by Paro. By Paro, beginning of Shmos. Beforehand, we were just Shvatim. We were these individuals. Paro is the first one to call us Bnei Yisrael. I'm Bnei Yisrael. Tana, who is called Be'ez Tchila, Lefila Halacha Tchila. But he was the one that came up with advice to subjugate us and to victimize us. Therefore, he was heard first. Who is called Be'ez Tchila, Dechseva Yomar Alamo? He came up, he spoke to his nation. We have to deal with the Jewish problem. Lefila Halacha Tchila, Dechseva, Uvacha, Uvamcha, Uvacha, Uvacha. He's going to get the frogs first. Let's deal wisely with him. What do you mean with him? With them. No, we've got to deal wisely with him, a capital H, with Hashem. How can we best punish the Jews? If we use fire, Hashem's in control of fire. He's probably going to pay us back, so we don't want to deal with fire. To use sword, it's called basar. Right, he's worried about the sword. Let's use water. Hashem already said, right? He's not going to bring water on the world. So you know what? Let's. Hashem has mita connected mita. So if we use water, his hands are tied and he's stuck. He can't punish us at all. They didn't realize. It's interesting that right the Torah says that Paro says I don't know Hashem, and here he's trying to use chachmas to figure out how to outsmart Hashem. Okay, they didn't realize Hashem promised not to bring water on the whole world. Aval al uma achas who maybe, or on one nation he would, or inami who ain't maybe he does. He's not going to bring. Aval hein bom and oflam betocho. They ran into the water. He didn't bring the water. They ran into it themselves. V'cheinu almeru mitzrayim nasim lekraso. They ran into it. Just that their agav, the Eitz Yosef here notes that on Amud Beis we're going to have the discussion where Paro tells the midwives to go kill the Jewish boys. So, what, wasn't he scared? Chenek? Hashem never promised to give chenek to them. Here you have a whole conversation. I can't use this way, I can't use that way, only water. There he's not worried. So, says Anaf Yosef, you know what the answer is? Ein shliach l'dor avera. There he wasn't doing it himself. He was telling the midwives to do it. So, he wasn't worried over there. But here, it was doing it themselves. So, that's why he was more worried. The Hainu Damar Belazar, this also relates the fact that they were punished with water. It relates to Belazar. My Dechsef Kibba Devar Asher Zadu Aleihem. What does it mean? The thing that they tried to do came upon them. But Kadeira Shebishlu Banis Vashlu. The same pot that they were cooking, they were cooked. Right, they were cooked in the same pot. Like Haman the same tree that he built, and other cases as well. What's the connection between Zadu and pots? Vayazid Yaakov Nazid, when Yaakov made the lentils. Amr b'chia bar Abba, Amr b'simoy. Another famous chazal. Shlosha hayabosa Esa. There were three people at that fateful meeting with Paro. What to do about the Jews? Bilam, the Eov, the Yisro. Right, this is the Manda Amar that Eov existed. Right, Machlokas, whether Eov really ever existed. This Manda Amar obviously holding yes. So Bilam, Eov, and Yisro were at that meeting. Bilam, she yatz narak. Bilam, who gave the advice, he was killed. Eov, she shasak idem Yisurin. Eov was quiet. So he got Yisurin. He got terrible things in his life, as we know. Yisro, she barach, zachum ben bnei banav, she yashu b'lishas gazes. Yisro ran away. He didn't want to be involved, so his schar was that he had his great-great-grandchildren sitting in the Sanhedrin. She ne'amar, u'mishpacho sofrim, yoshvei yabetz, terasim, shemasim, suchasim, heima hakinim. Right, the kini is Yisro. Haboy machmas avi beis rechev, fiksiv u'bnei keni chosein Moshe v'chulu. And Rashi explains how each of these words refer to chachamim who were on the Sanhedrin. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. It's amazing. Bilam was the worst, right? Eov wasn't as bad. He was quiet. So what do you see from the Gemara? It's worse to be killed than to have Yisurin. Because Bilam had the Yisurin. I'm sorry, Bilam was killed and Eov had the Yisurin. So says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, you know what you see from here? There's no value to life. But life is, every second of life is infinite value. Because you see, Eov had terrible Yisurin. And yet, that's much better than what happened to Bilam. Bilam was worse. He gave the advice. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz writes in the third Maimar, in Sichos Musar, in Osher HaChaim. He says, it's a mashal. Whenever we have tzaris in life, or chmana litzlan, but it's like a mashal. He says, imagine you win the lottery. $40 billion. You win the lottery. And at that very second, your son breaks your favorite vase. You're going to feel it. You're going to be upset about it. At that very second, you have such Osher with an aleph at that point, at that Osher with an ayin, which translates into Osher with an aleph at that point. So he says, how can you feel any of it? He says, that has to be our attitude. Like David HaMelech, Yasser Yisraniya. We're going to say it in a few minutes. Falamavis lonus anani. Right, he had Yisurin. And so he says, that's what you see from this Gemara. He says, the infinite value of life, that even though it was Eov was terrible, he lost everything, but still, he had his life. Still, he had his life. That's the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz on that Gemara. They also talk about why what's the midah of shtika versus yisurin? The mafarshim here talk about how that's exactly parallel, but we will continue. V'nilcha banav olam in aretz. So what's going to happen? Paro says we're going to fight with them, and olam in aretz, he will go up from the land. V'olina mi bayle. What does that mean? We'll go up from the land. They're going to drive us out of the land. So what do you mean v'ala? Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana ka'adam shemakalas atzmo v'tolak elasa b'chaveru. It's like somebody who curses himself, but really attributes it to his friend. He doesn't want to talk about himself, about the bad thing, so he talks about Yenims. He talks about, you know, it's going to happen to so-and-so. V'yasimu olav sari misim, alei hemi bo'alei. Again, they placed upon him sari misim, officers of taxes, alei hem. It should be placed upon them, on B'nai Yisrael. So Tana Devir, B'yelazar, Reb Shimon, Melamed, Shehevio Malbein, they brought a brick. V'talulo l'paro b'tzavaro, and they put it around Paro's neck. He held the brick there. The kolechad v'echad miYisrael she'amr lahem istinus ani, and any Jew that came, oh, it's too hard, I can't work in the bricks. Amr lo klum istinus atal yosem Paro. What do you mean? Paro works in the bricks. So you see, what you're more in resistance than Paro. So that's the alav. The alav in the pasuk is really referring to Paro. They put upon him bricks. Sare misim davar shem meisim. I'll mention something about the bricks in a minute. Let's just finish. Sare misim davar shem meisim. Sorry, misim means something that forms, that's mesim. Laman anoso besivlo sam anosami boile. What do you mean? That afflicts him. Anosami boile. It should be that afflicts them. So laman anoso la para besivlo sam the Yisrael. Well, it means that para was involved, like we just said, in the siblos of, in the heavy weights of Yisrael. So again, that's why it says anoso. Period. There's a Rashi, beautiful thought, based on a Rashi in Shmos related to the bricks. Related to the bricks. So, in the end of Mishpatim, where it says in Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Yud, it says, well, just a one-liner, 24-7. What Pasuk is 24-7? Nasa v'nishma. Somebody pointed that out to me yesterday. Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Zayin Nishmo says Nasa v'nishma, 24-7. 24-7, we have to be saying Nasa v'nishma. Okay. Anyway, so the Pasuk after that says, in Pasuk Yud, it says that under Hashem's throne, Kavayacho, is Ke'etzem K'maisa Livnas HaSapir U'Ke'etzem HaShemayim LaTohar. Right, with the vision of under the Kisi HaKavan. So Rashi quotes, what does that mean? Of Etzem HaShemayim Lato, Maisa Livnas HaSapir, it means like some type of brickwork. He haisa lefana b'shas ha-shibud. These bricks were under his throne at the time of the shibud. Lizkar tsarasin shal Yisrael. To remember that tsaras of klal Yisrael. Shoyim shibadim b'maisa levanim. They were working in bricks, so Hashem kept bricks by his kisi ha-kavit. Hashem needed bricks to remind him that B'nai Yisrael were tsaras. Ah, he would have forgotten. Hashem would have forgotten. So he had to keep the bricks in front of him. Says Rav Yerucham, what do you need bricks for? So Rav Yerucham says on the Rashi, no. The pshat is to teach us. To teach us that we have to, if another Jew is Bitsara, if another Jew is Bitsara, we have to do everything we can to feel for that other Jew. And if we might not feel for the other Jew, we have to do something to make us feel the pain for the other Jew, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wouldn't have been going to forget, but he did something, B'kum Va'aseh, to give him a reminder that Klal Yisrael were in Tsaras. That's what it means to be Nosi Olam Chaveiro. To have something there right in front of you. To have something right there right in front of you. Next. Where are we? Vayiven Arei Miskenos Laparo. So they built these Arei Miskenos Laparo. What are Miskenos? Rav Shmuel. Rashi quotes two deyas. We'll go with the first deya. That the following points are referring to the Mitzrayim. Why are they called Arei Miskenos? Chat Amar Shem Misachnos Es Baalehen. The old versions of the Gemara have a beis, but it should be a chaf. Shem Misachnos Es Baalehen. They put their owners in danger. What does that mean? So Rashi in the first deya says, because the Egyptians, because they're subjugating the Jews, they're going to get killed for it. They're going to get punished for it. It's going to make poor their owners. God, it says that the Jews are going to take all the money of the Egyptians. So that's the machlokas. And according to this version, the next six words don't make sense. So Rashi takes out the other six words according to our Girsa. There's another way. You can look at the second way Rashi reads it. It's referring to Bnei Yisrael. And then those words would stay in. But we just read it the first way. Es Pisom Es Ramses. What does that mean? Those cities, Rav Shmuel, Chadamar, Pisom Shma, one says that Pisom was the real name of the city that they built. Ramses. Why was it called Ramses? Sherishon, Rishon, Misroses. That every time they built it, it would crumble. That was the material and the land it was. But Chadamar, Ramses, the other day it says that Ramses Shma, Volama Nikrashma, Pisom. Why was it called Pisom? Sherishon, Rishon, Pitahom, Bolo. That every time they built, it was quicksand, the mouth of the land would open up and it would be swallowed in. That's Pisom and Ramses. The Chasher Yanu also Kain Yirba V'Kain Yifrot. The pasuk again says, as much as they torture them, they had more kids. Kain Rabu V'Kain Partsumi Boile. What do you mean Yirba V'Yifrot in the future? Should be Paru V'Ravu. Reish Lakish Ruach Hakodesh Mevas Ratan. Kain Yirba V'Kain Yifrot. No, it's really Ruach Hakodesh. They say we're going to afflict them. They'll say, you'll say they will have children. Vayakutsu Mebnei Bnei Yisrael, and they were kotsim. So what's the literal Rashi quotes? Malami Shayudomer Beniam Kakotsim. They were like thorns. The Jews were like thorns in the sides of the Egyptians. Says the Klayakar, what do you mean? Vayakutsu mipnei? So if they were thorns, if the Jews were thorns, it shouldn't say they were thorns because of Bnei Yisrael. It should say Bnei Yisrael were thorns. They were kosim. Mipnei sounds like they were vayakutsu. The Egyptians were thorns. Vayakutsu mipnei Bnei Yisrael. So says the Klayakar, he says that's the pshat. The pshat is that but they were, felt like thorns, because what do you do to a field after it grows? You go out to the field, everything nice grows, you rip out the thorns. So they themselves felt like thorns because they saw Bnei Yisrael being part of a Ravu. So they said, oh, must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to populate this land with the Jews and he's going to throw us out like thorns. Vayakusu mipnei Bnei Yisrael. The Klayakar on that pasuk at the beginning of Shmos. Vayavidu Mitzrayim Bnei Yisrael b'farech. They worked the land b'farech with farech. What is farech? Rabbi Elazar Omer b'perach. With a soft mouth. Meaning they started slow, they convinced them that it's going to be good, and then they made it difficult. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Bepricha. No, parach means back-breaking work. They made their lives bitter. Amar Rava Betchila B'chomer Uvolveinim. They started with chomer, bricks and mortar. Ulubasova B'chol Avodah Basada. Then they got to any avod in the field. Eskol Avodah Sama Sh'avduvim B'farach. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Bionasan. She'machlifin Meleches Anashim L'Nashim U'Meleches Nashim L'Anashim. They made the men do the women's work and the women's do the men's work. Rav Nevenzel writes in Bahar, where there's an Issa Daraisa, lo sir de vo b'farach. When we have a vadim, we're not allowed to work them with a vodas perach. So he quotes this Gemara, the men to the women to the men. So really, there are three issues here. Number one, it's work that you're not used to. Number two, it's work that you don't have a netiyah towards. Men generally have a netiyah towards certain types of work, and women have a netiyah towards certain types of work. Even though we live in a society where there are men at home and women in the workplace, afal pikein, still, nature doesn't change. And therefore, there's certain, and we do better. We all have a netiyah towards certain type of work. And number three, Usually in this type of case, it's work that the person does not accomplish anything. And that's the worst. And that's what the Mitzrayim wanted. They wanted us to do work without any feeling of accomplishment. Because even if we work very hard at something, if we accomplish something, we feel good about it. Feel good about it. But the work that they wanted to break our souls so much, they wanted to give us work that was meaningless. Right? The Hevel Arik. The Hevel Arik, that's what we say in Oval Etzion. Right? That we build something, it goes into the quicksand. Right? It's frustrating. It's frustrating. You don't have any feeling of accomplishment. So that's this work here too. Right? This work here too is that type of work. Okay. Ulamanda Amar Nami Hasan Beperach Hocha Vade Pricha. And even according, if you want to say earlier, the perach meant the soft mouth, the second one, it says that what is perach, that definitely means the backbreaking work. Darsha Biavira. Bischar Noshim Sitkani Yoshaibos are learning a little bit of Mitzrayim. Bischus, the righteous women in Mitzrayim, in that generation, they were, Bnei Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Right, the Machlokes, you remember Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos about the principle of Achin Hayiboso Anes. In Psachim Kovches and in Megillah and elsewhere, the women are included in Chanukah, Megillah, and Dalakosos because Achin Hayiboso Anes. What does that mean? So the simple interpretation means they were also included in the miracle. They were also saved. But Tosfos there in Psachim Kovches quotes Pirish Rashbam. No, it doesn't just mean that they were included in the Sakana. They were the reason that the Nes occurred. Why? Esther Yehudis and this Gemara, Nashim Sakanius. Right, Nashim Sakanius, this is the basis for that idea, according to that Deah, that Afin Hoya means that they were the reasons. What happened? And remember, Amra made a decree, everybody divorce your wife, nobody live with your wife. Right, we're just gonna have to throw our kids into the sea. So what happened? So the wives took matters into their own hands. So they went to get water from the sea. Hashem helped them find plenty of fish. Veshavos mechsa mayim mechsa dogim. They have found half water, half fish. Ubos veshavos shekaderos achas shalchem achas shaldogim. And these are cook hot water and fish. Umalichas ezel baalei and lasad. They took it out to their husbands in the field. Umarchitzos osan vesachos osan umachilos osan umashkos osan. They used to wash them and smear them and give them to eat and drink. Veneskakolam beinah shvatim. And there were little valleys between the borders of the land, and that's where they used to be with their husbands in the private place. Shneimar im tishkavon bein shvatayim. V'chulu b'schar tishkavon bein shvatayim zochi Yisrael l'bizas Mitzrayim. Because of this act, Bnei Yisrael were zochet to all the spoils. Shneimar kanfei yonan nechbe bekesef v'arvoseh b'irakrak charutz. They got the gold and the silver. V'kivan shemis abros bo'us l'batayen. Once they became pregnant, they came back home. V'kivan shemagiyas v'amoldehen. Once they came time to give birth, Holchos, the oldest besad the takas tapuach, they went under the tapuach tree, which we'll get back to in a minute. Shneimar takas tapuach or artich v'chulu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shalech mishmei maro mishemman kiru mashpirosan kechayzer shemishbaraz zavlad. They gave birth. They went back home. Hashem took care of them. Hashem sent a malach to take care, to clean the child, to take care of the child. Shneimar umoldosayach biyom huledes osach lo kar sharech umayim lo ruchas lemishi v'chulu. And Hashem gave them two bundles, echad shel shemen v'echad shel dvash, one of oil, one of honey. Shemer v'yanikio dvash misela v'shemen v'chulu. The kivish v'makir ben Mitzrayim. Was the Mitzrayim all of a sudden heard there were a bunch of babies out in the field? Born lahargan, they came to kill them. V'nasad lahem nes, and a nes occurred v'nivlam b'karka. They were swallowed in the ground. Umavin shvarim v'charshin al gaban. The Mitzrayim came and brought plowshares, all protected. They were underneath. Shemer al gabi charshu charshim v'chulu. After the Mitzrayim left, the children sprouted from the earth, like grass. And once they got older, they came home. They came home in herds. They came back in herds. And eventually, by Kriyas Yamsuf, when Hashem revealed Himself to the Jews, Hey Mekiru Tchila, these children were the first ones that recognized Hashem. Shenamar Zekelev Yanveyu Elokei Aviv Arumamenu. That's the person who. That's the Malach who helped me. They recognized the Yad Hashem at the at Kriyas Yamsuf. Period. 2 points. The Rav Shechter writes in Ikve Hatzon that the word Tapuach in Tanakh he proves does not mean apple. Does not mean apple, right? We said tapuach, under the apple tree. But he says, if you look in the Gemara Becharoses, the Gemara there says that what do you have to do? Tzarech lekihuye, you have to soften the sharpness. Zecher le tapuach. An apple isn't sharp. A tapuach He quotes other sources, is a type of, has to be a type of citrus fruit. Has to be a type of citrus fruit. It has to be charif, right? It's not what we have today. And then he quotes a story that one time somebody, it came up in Shir, that someone asked Rav Soloveitchik that they were talking about what not to eat on Rosh Hashanah. So somebody said, the grapes and nuts. So somebody says, we can't eat apples, because I heard of minhag not to eat apples on Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Soloveitchik responded, he says, that's 100% not right. It's because, you know where that came from? Because there's a mandama that says a tapu, that the Eitz HaDaas was an esrog tree, and an esrog in Tanakh is called tapuach. And that's why the minhag of not eating esrog unless you're on Rosh Hashanah. But the esrog was Tanakh and tapuach. V'hanotzrim bilbulu tapuach shel Tanakh v'tapuach shel Hayom. And people, right, put the tapuach of today back into Tanakh, and they assume tapuach is an apple, that's an apple tree. But really, Rav Shachter quotes from himself and from the Rav, that tapuach does not mean apple in Tanakh. Oh, there's too much to say. Okay, it's Rosh Chodesh, so I have to say one point on Rosh Chodesh, right? The Torah quotes in Siman Taf Yud Zayin that the Shalosh Regalim are Keneged Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Shvatim are Keneged the Rosh Chodesh are Keneged the 12 Shvatim, and after the Egel was given to their wives. So Maha Kesher, and that's why there's a minhag for women not to do work on Rosh Chodesh. Maha Kesher between Rosh Chodesh and the Egel. So what happened with the Egel? Why did the women get Rosh Chodesh? By the Egel, the men were despondent. They were pessimistic. They said, oh, forget it. Throw it all out. Moshe Rabbeinu's not coming back. What did the women say? They were optimistic. They said, no, it's going to be okay. We could do it. It was those same Hashem Tzikonios that we just read about. They said, we could do it. We could have kids. Hashem's going to save us. Rosh Chodesh. What happens Rosh Chodesh? There's no moon. It's dark. It's dreary. You think it's all over. There's nothing there. No, it's going to get bigger again. It's going to start getting bigger day by day. That's why Rosh Chodesh, Pedavka, which symbolizes optimism and newness and freshness, is a perfect schar for those women, for these Nashim Sitkanis. Okay. V'yomer Melech Mitzrayim, Lam Yaldos Ivrios, the king of Mitzrayim said to the maidservants, Rav Shmuel Chadamar Isha Ubita, one says it was a mother-daughter, Chadamar Kalav Chamosa. The other one says it was a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, Mandamar Isha Ubita Yocheved Miriam. So the first one's more famous. Tanya Kamandabar Ishu Bita. So that's what we paskin seems to be. Right? We paskin mother and daughter. Tanya, Shifra and Pua. Shifra Zu Yocheved. Shifra was Yocheved. Olem Nikmashva Shifra. Shemisha Paris is a Vlad. She helps improve the baby. Dabracha Shifra Shapar Barabu Yisrael Biameha. The Bnei Yisrael had many kids in her life. Pua Zu Miriam. Pua is Miriam. Olem Nikmashma Pua. Shahisa Poet. She used to make sounds to help the baby. She used to coo at the baby. Or she said in Nevuah, the Omeres Asida Imisha Teled Ben Shem Mashiach Yisrael. She was the Nevuah, and she said, my mother's going to have a child who's going to be the Savior. Paro says, go to the Avnoyim. My Avnoyim, what's Avnoyim? That's the birthing stool. What does it mean? Amr Evchanan Simen Godel Masel Lahem. Amr, he gave them a simen. Amr Lahem, B'shar Shekaras Leilad, Yarkosem Mitzanos Kavanim. When they're about to have a child, so you'll know because their thighs get cold. So he's trying to give them tips how to know when they're about to have a baby, so you can get the baby and kill it quickly. Maybe Avnayim is just the birthing stool. Just like a pottery worker has a place in the middle to put his wares. So too the Vlad is in the middle coming out of the Isha. One more line. In Ben Huba Hamiten Oso. If it's a boy, kill it, says Paro. Give them a simon. Ben panavamata, bas panelamala. You'll know if it's a boy how it's born. Obviously, nishtanu lativim. Now babies come out all different ways. But the at least then, you know, maybe that was a sign. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. We'll stop at Vitirena. We'll start off with a Beis Halevi tomorrow. Bezrem. Vatirena. We'll stop there. Okay.